because this is what the word of the Lord says. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's lovely to be back in this church after I don't know how many years. Harry, is it 3 years? Yes, 3 years. I'd like to thank God for what He's doing in my heart, my family, and the church. And I would like to thank you so much for welcoming me. When I was asked to come and preach, I had 3 messages. So there was a battle for me to choose which one. Then I just said, I'm open. You give me the right words which are needed by the church. It was until last night, when I came from Brother Stuart's house home, the Lord said, go and speak on forgiveness. Why forgiveness? Even at home, I always preach the message which has done something good on me. I don't like speaking things which I just read of them, heard of them. But I prefer saying things which are real in a man's life. As you heard from what Janet was sharing, I grew up as an orphan. Being an orphan, it wasn't an easy thing. It was something very bad. Because people could take advantage of my being orphan to treat me in the way they would want to treat, to do whatever thing they would want to do, to make me work for them for maybe hours, days without being paid, just because I was an orphan. When my dad passed on, life was very miserable because even my dad's parents treated me badly. My mom's parents treated me badly. So I grew up with bitterness in my heart. Until when I received the Lord, when God saved me, it wasn't, the thing didn't even come out of me because I lived on it and I was living on it each and every time. But there was this time, that was not even when I was a young boy. When I was already married, already a minister, God said to me directly that if you are not ready to forgive all those people, what we are doing is just breaking your own way to come before me in prayer. So I felt that it's necessary, us as a church, to share this morning that to forgive is not a choice for us as believers. God doesn't ask us to choose to forgive, but He is commanding us that we should be able to forgive. From the scriptures I've read, there are 2 things which I would like to mention. We have 2 people or 2 groups of people who may come along our way and offend us. Some of these people, they know that they have done something wrong to us. But there's others who doesn't know what they've wronged us. So that's why in the book of Luke, the Bible is saying that if a brother or somebody else sins against you, people, they have a tendency of sitting home and waiting for somebody who have offended them to go to them and ask forgiveness. This is what the world does. Say, if Aunt Dorothy sins against, does something wrong against me, to me, I would wait until she comes to me and say, "Lapson, so sorry for what I did, forgive me." But the Bible doesn't say so. The Bible is commanding us that we who have been wronged, we should take the courage to go to this brother or sister and tell her or him that what you have done or what you have said, this ABCD has offended me. So you can see that it is the one who has been wounded, the one who is hurt, the one who has suffered, is the one who is being asked to go and approach this particular person. And the Bible says, if you go and remind him or her, and he or she says, "Sorry, forgive me," there should be no any condition. You forgive him. Why forgive? Why does God ask us to forgive? It is the one who is forgiving who benefits a lot than the one who asks for forgiveness. In the second reading, the Bible says, if we are not willing to forgive others, our God, who is our Creator, shall not even forgive us. So if you choose not to forgive a friend or anybody else, you are also choosing or asking God not to forgive you. Anyway, unforgiving heart. I don't think it's a pleasing heart. Because a person who keeps a grudge, I always say, is vulnerable to the grudge itself. When you are keeping grudges in you, you deprive yourself of the joy of the Lord, the freedom which one is supposed to have. But when you forgive, you have that joy and liberty. We have just prayed this morning in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. We were asking God that forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. So to me, this leaves the understanding in my mind that if we are not ready to forgive, God cannot forgive us. So if we are not forgiven, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah that our sins push us away from God. And God doesn't listen to the prayers of the sinners. So as a church, we have a duty, we have a responsibility for our nation, for our families, for our church, for our own being, to go before God in prayer. So you can see, brothers and sisters, that if we harbor a grudge, if you are not ready to forgive, we are breaking the relationship between ourselves and God, and hence depriving our community, our family, even ourselves from enjoying the love of God. And forgiveness, heart is very dangerous. I've seen in Malawi, I don't know where, families breaking because maybe a husband or a wife is not ready to forgive if there are issues in the family. Hence, leaving children, you know, fatherless or motherless. I've seen this spirit of forgiveness even in a church. Church is splitting. Ex-brother and ex-sister, not even talking to each other. But these people, they come into the same church and have the same fellowship of Jesus Christ. We wear a mask. And we say, "My brother, oh, you are wonderful. Whilst you have a grudge in here." That's not true. That's not good for us as believers. Forgiveness is not a choice, but it's a must. We have to learn to forgive. Just think of us. We were sinners. Right away from the book of Genesis, when Adam sinned against God, It was God himself who came down into the garden. I don't read from my Bible saying that Adam went to God and asked for forgiveness, but it was God who came to him. Where are you? He said, I'm here. Have you eaten of that? Oh yes, the woman who gave me is the one who have done this, blah, 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 blah. Still excuse. Anyway, God forgave Adam. And even today, if it was not for Jesus to come on this world, to die for us, he sacrificed his own life. We didn't even ask him to go, to come. But he came because of love. He wanted to save us. So if our friends sins against us, we should have that love. Feel bad. Feel good. This brother has done this. You have to know that brother is also in chains. If you don't forgive him, you are like putting him into hell. That's why the Bible says, if a brother sins against you, you go and rebuke him. Tell him that you haven't done well. Even in a family, a husband and wife, if there are issues in the family, it's not good just to pretend to keep them. No. Don't keep things, not keep a grudge, because there shall be a time when those things will come out. And it will be too late for you to solve them. Brothers and sisters, we have responsibility to take. God is trusting in us for his gospel. People want to see a church which is full of love, families which are full of love. We can only express that when we live in harmony. And the harmony comes from the pure heart, the clean heart, not a heart that contains grudges. You can't smile to a friend. You can't dance freely. So some people, it's funny when people they wear a mask in a church. I'll talk about the church. There are a lot of pretexts. People, they will pretend to be believers, to be Christians. They just wear as if they have worn a jacket. Take it out, you see something which is inside them. Are we here? Ready? To keep on going, hating that brother, keeping that grudge, or we want to release that who did something wrong to us. The book of the First John, chapter 1, verse 8. It says, if we say that we are not sinners, we deceive ourselves. Coming to church doesn't make you to be a Christian. Being a church member, an elder, whatever, doesn't make you to be a Christian. You can be here today. We can be here singing together. But the inside is what matters before God. Our God sees the inside. Whatever we have today, whatever I have today, is visible to him. So, none of us here can say that I'm perfect. Then the Bible says, if you confess with our sins, if you confess that I'm a sinner, I have this grudge against my wife, against my parent, against my wife, my husband, against my brother or sister, and to come before the Lord, and God is ready to forgive us and give us that freedom, the release to go in joy, in happiness. A church which is ready to forgive is a church where the Holy Spirit loves to dwell and ministers to people. A family which is ready to talk issues, to discuss issues, is a family where the Holy Spirit inhabits. Remember this, without the presence of the Holy Spirit in you, you can't please the Lord. Without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the church can't do anything. So the Holy Spirit only inhabits where there is no sin.
If I were home, I would have said hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit shall never inhabit where there is a sin. It's until when we reach at a point as a church saying, Lord, here we are. We come before you. Wash us. Forgive us. The Holy Spirit will come here and the results will be marvelous. People out there, they will see there's a church there. They will come, let's go and see what is happening. Then the lost will come. Those in darkness will come. And next time when I come to this church, I find this church gone. No extended. Because the world is searching. People are searching where the truth is. Remember this. Jesus said we should be the light of the world. People who are in darkness should see. By our light, they should see. So, if the church is living in darkness and the world in darkness, nothing is going to happen in the community. So, brothers and sisters, we have children. Perhaps they did something wrong to you. As a parent, it is your responsibility to forgive them for your own good and the release of the child. When I was preparing this message, the Lord was also speaking to me. I was in the same situation where my beloved daughter did something wrong to me. I carried that reason on the plane to here. I shared to mom, but this is the problem to me. When the Lord was giving this, you remember about Jane? I said, oh Lord, yes. I think I need to forgive her for my own peace, for my own liberty, for my own release, that I should be able to talk with my father. There are so many things which God wants to tell me today, but he's not telling me. He won't tell us until we release that grudge, until we forgive that particular person. Couples, you spend days talking to each other. Because there are issues in the house. You find the husband busy here with his cell phone, the wife is busy with his cell phone, they're not even talking. If anything, they'll just maybe have the fellowship of watching a TV together, but not to talk with that. There is a grudge. That is not pleasing to God. As families, we need to sit together, talk to each other, joyfully, and the children should be looking from us at us. That here is mom and dad, they're talking. But that thing has gone because maybe the wife did something wrong to the husband and the husband is not ready to forgive. Maybe a husband did something wrong to the wife and the wife is not ready to forgive. Church, maybe Brother Harry did something in a hurry and he didn't know that what he has done has offended my brother here. He doesn't know that by going in front of the church, setting the microphone, I looked at somebody, maybe in a negative way, I offended that one. Just like that. The one who knows that I have been offended has to go to the one who have offended. So let us, as a church, learn to talk issues and resolve them. And forgive each other. After forgiving each other, learn to forget. We should forgive and forget. Then live in harmony. Then we will see the outside people saying, wow, I would like to go and join that place. And the place which there shall be healing. People, they need healing. Not physical healing, but spiritual healing. Who are the healers? We are the healers. How can we heal them? It's upon after being anointed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help us to minister to others. You have a duty, you have a responsibility. I leave the challenge, I leave the issue, I leave the choice, I leave everything unto you. You choose to keep on harboring the grudge, keep on keeping all those things, or just to bring them before the one who have done you wrong. If he asks for forgiveness, you forgive him or her, then you come in fellowship together. May the good Lord, the one who created you and chose you to be his minister, be with you as you long to seek him. Amen.